Yeah, well, it's essential as we go forward and we continue to keep a close monitor and control in relation to corona. Sorry, can I just take it up from the top, Catherine? Can I?
Yeah, of course. Would you want to just fire away? Yeah.
I'll just start it. I'll just start up. It's essential that we continue to keep the same priority focus in ensuring that COVID-19 is contained and properly treated in our hospital system. But alongside that, there needs to be a renewed focus on ensuring that other regular health concerns are not neglected, and particularly that people do go to their GP and ensure that they're followed up. And we do see figures that show that there's an up to 50% drop in relation to referrals for concerns with regard to potential cancer. And that, for example, is something which is quite concerning, because any delay in that regard can be can prove fatal if it is not caught in time. So we need to see, for example, our screening services, which are world class, up and running again as soon as is safely possible, and a plan put in place to bring those back on stream promptly. But in particular, we also need to see a focus and an awareness campaign by the HSE and government in relation to ensuring that people do go and consult with their GP if they have concerns about their health, which is not corona-related, and that those are then properly referred onwards and dealt with, because we can see a situation arise where people are not doing that, and as a result, people have health very serious health concerns down the line as a result of not following through and having themselves checked properly at the moment.
We do know that GPs themselves have been quite vocal about their own concerns in terms of patients not presenting to their clinics and that sort of thing. But you're looking for something more, as you mentioned there, a big campaign by the government to, I suppose, promote people to go to their GP and see about themselves.
Yeah, well, I think that is important, and GPs have been trying to get the message out, but I think it needs to be stepped up, and the government and the HSC need to work along with GPs in doing that, because the figures are talking, and they're showing an alarming drop in relation to referrals, for example, which is being measured in relation to cancer referrals, where there has been a 50% drop in relation to referrals to rapid access clinics in that regard. So we do need to see that addressed in some way. And the other thing that has become clear is that there is spare capacity in hospitals at the moment, particularly in some of the private hospitals. And that capacity needs to be used to ensure that those who need referrals are being dealt with, but also as well that other treatments which could be using that spare capacity, that there is safe pathways put in place to allow other treatments to take place and use that capacity, because there's no doubt down the line, as a result of the last couple of months and the corona restrictions, that there is a backlog in relation to other treatments building up as a result, and that's something that's going to be dealt with down the line. And it's best that that can be started as quickly as possible, as long as and as safely as possible.